Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Bonnie Trine, the Communications Director and Chief of Staff at the Capitol Riverfront Business Improvement District.
And we are talking the Capitol Riverfront Spring Drive-In Movie Series, which kicks off this Friday, April 23rd, and runs pretty much every Friday through the end of May. So, hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, so before we get into the actual movies themselves, remind us where exactly you are located. People might have come out to your Blossoms and Baseball series, you know, that was tied to Cherry Blossom Fest and the Nats opening day, which got, by the way, got upended by the pandemic. Now that I remember, they canceled opening day, so they left you guys hanging. But at least you gave them movies to watch. But anyway, that's we're sidetracking. Remind us where you guys are located.
We are at the same place, the Stacks in Buzzard Point, formerly the Ackridge Lot, but the future home of more mixed-use residential and retail in the neighborhood. So currently still a parking lot right south of Audi Field at 101 V Street Southwest in Buzzard Point.
And remind us how the whole drive-in idea came about, because obviously you've done several before in recent months. Talk about how, you know, spring slash summer is usually a time where you host those outdoor screenings, people bringing their picnic blankets and stuff. So talk about how you made the pivot and you said, you know what, we can do something similar, but people stay in their cars and we're socially distanced and let's do drive-in.
Right. As one of the Business Improvement District's main work programs and goals is community building, things have certainly had to pivot, everyone's favorite word, during the pandemic. And so we are continuing to shift. And, you know, we're really excited to continue to entertain during this time and bring a little bit of community and sense of community to the entire DMV. And we've enjoyed seeing people come from all over, really, to these drive-ins. So look forward to continuing it.
And that definitely, you know, that basically perfectly transitions into the theme for this whole spring series is you, it's sort of an idea of, you know, coming out of the pandemic. Each movie's going to be tied to that, right?
Right. We wanted to do a fun theme with this one and feature films that are inspired by everyone's post-pandemic goals, including traveling, concerts, house parties, red carpet events, weddings, and sports and more. So this season's lineup is really jam-packed with fan favorite films that we know are fan favorites because they were voted on by the public. We actually launched a survey at the beginning for everyone, or a poll for everyone to vote on their favorites. So it's really exciting to know that these movies are the popular ones that people are really looking forward to.
For sure. And real quick, before we go into the movies, explain why that is important. You know, you mentioned that it's, you know, themed with travel or, you know, getting outside, things that we want to do. But it just give me another quick soundbite on, you know, why that's needed right now, you know, after a year of being stuck indoors. Why, what do you hope this inspires?
Right. Well, unfortunately, you know, things just aren't quite as normal as we thought they may have been or may would be last year. And so, as we go into the summer, you know, we want to keep people hopeful and, inspired, and really looking forward to, a safe return to, you know, all of these great, activities and events that are, fun for us as communities and, people. So I think, you know, this gets people hopeful about the future.
Cool. All right. Without further ado, let's go into the reason we're here. Let's talk about what movies you're showing. So this Friday, April 23rd, I love Moana. Moana, I think 50 years from now, people will still be singing these songs. Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote, you know, from Hamilton wrote the songs, but, explain why you guys picked, or I guess why the public picked Moana.
Well, we're kicking things off with a family-friendly movie, Moana. You know, that's that hits the travel goal. And it's a family friendly Disney animated film featuring The Rock, one of everyone's favorite actors, about a young girl who sets things right with her family and gets back to nature. But you know, the animation is great in that one. And, I think speaking from the voters, speaking on behalf of the voters, I feel like, every family and kid really, really loves it. And this movie is actually benefiting Van Ness Elementary. So we're hoping to bring out a lot of kids from and families from the local school in the neighborhood as well to support this great cause.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, those songs are timeless. You got, you know, Ali'i Cravalho, the young girl singing How Far I'll Go, staring off into the ocean. And then, of course, like you mentioned, The Rock, You're Welcome. It's going to be great. All the kids come on out to that one and their parents. All right, and then next week, April 30th, get on up. Another you're continuing the Chadwick Boseman from the Blossoms Baseball 42, right?
We are. You know, the late and great Chadwick Boseman is in this one. This is to really, or it was inspired by concerts, and really hits home, you know, the idea that we're really excited to get back to, concerts post pandemic. But Get On Up is a, you know, 2014, so a little older, but still a classic American musical drama film about the life of singer James Brown. Also, some of it was filmed in my hometown of Jackson, Mississippi, which is exciting. But, nice. You know, Chadwick Boseman is another great all-star performer in this one. So look forward to bringing this one to the big screen as well.
Awesome. And then May 7th, you have Ocean's 8. Oh, wait, real quick. Get On Up is benefiting who?
Yeah, so it's benefiting Anacostia Riverkeeper. And I might add, we're really excited to be benefiting more charities than ever before. With this series, we're spotlighting a different charity each movie. So it's really nice to continue to diversify and bring more donations to these charities that are either focused on the river cleanup or community or food security as well, which is still important during the pandemic.
Awesome. All right. Now, May 7th, Ocean's 8 benefiting DC Central Kitchen. Why'd you pick this one? It's a fun spinoff of a classic franchise.
Yeah, so with this one, we're getting back to the red carpet event inspiration. You know, red carpet events have come back in some form, but the Met Gala sure has not come back yet. So this one features, you know, a super diverse all-female cast that involves a nearly impossible heist at the New York City Met Gala and some fun twists along the way. So another one that is going to be really fun on the screen.
Awesome. And then one of my favorites, the next week, May 14th, the high school football movie about a Virginia school, actually. Remember the Titans, benefiting Unity Healthcare. Why'd you go with this? Denzel is – you can't go wrong with Denzel.
Well, of course. And, you know, as we continue to make a lot of our movies family-friendly, this is another one. A great family-friendly film, true story of a newly appointed African-American coach and his high school team on their first season as a racially integrated unit. Great soundtrack. And this is, of course, inspired by sports being back. And as sports are back in some capacity, you know, we still think that it's something for the masses to look forward to. And so, you know, definitely wanted to feature a sports related movie as well.
Oh yeah. And just look close when you study all that supporting cast. Cause man, you got young Ryan Gosling. Right. There's a bunch of little treats in there. Cool. And then May 21st, another high school movie, but this is more of, I guess, a tale of female friendship, young teenage girls, Booksmart, benefiting Living Classrooms. That's a fitting pairing, Living Classrooms and Booksmart.
Right. Well, and, you know, this is getting back to the inspiration of house parties, which have been, you know, few and far between during the pandemic, because as people are getting vaccinated now, it's people can get back to house parties if they're all vaccinated. But this is a coming of age film about two young women on the eve of their high school graduation, and how everything plays out. I guess I would consider it the female version of Superbad, or that's what I've heard from a lot of folks, but definitely even more of a thoughtful approach. I believe it was directed by Olivia Wilde in her breakout role as a director. So, you know, just a fun one that, you know, is rated R, but will bring out the millennials and will be a fun one on the screen.
The female Superbad. That's a perfect way to put it. All right. And then wrapping up May 28th, another, you know, beloved popular favorite comedy, Bridesmaids, benefiting Capital Area Food Bank. Why'd you go? I mean, this one is a great, is hilarious.
Yeah. Closing it out with a wedding, which we know, have also been few and far between and everyone wants to get back to, but, a great cast as well. Kristen Wiig and Maya Rudolph, Rose Byrne, but about a maid of honor whose, you know, life is a roller coaster as she is the sidekick to her best friend and a group of bridesmaids. I guess I would consider this maybe the female hangover. But again, a more thoughtful approach. So we are really looking forward to this one. I mean, at this point, I feel like it's a classic and a comedy for all. So it should be a fun one.
Awesome. Now, just really quick before we run, like, I know you gave me, you know, sort of like plot summaries for each one, which is great. I'll definitely use those. But just real quick, I want to run through them again really quick, and we can keep these quick. But completely tied to the theme of, you know, Moana represents travel. Get On Up represents, I don't know, music concerts coming back. So, you know what I mean? Like if we could just really quick go through them with that angle only without plot summaries this time. So,
Okay.
So what does Moana represent with the theme?
We are all about travel with Moana, and, you know, the setting being Hawaii is a great place to travel to. And so this helps represent that.
Okay. And then that was perfect length. All right. And then get on up. What is that? You know, how does that tie into our, you know, wanting to come out of the pandemic theme?
Yeah. Well, as we know, everyone is looking forward to getting back to concerts, several concert venues, even in the district, looking forward to getting back to. And so the music of James Brown, the late James Brown, is, of course, wonderful. So this helps represent that.
Cool. And then what's the thematic tie-in for Ocean's 8? That one I'm not sure of.
Ocean's 8, we, you know, red carpet events. And getting back to the New York City Met Gala and, you know, really getting dressed up and enjoying red carpet events, which still aren't the same as they used to be just yet.
You're right. And the Oscars are this Sunday and we will see that again. There's all these hybrid award shows. So yes, that's a good angle for that one. That's good. All right. Remember the Titans, obviously sports, but, explain, you know, our high school sports coming back. I know some places are playing spring football seasons, I guess, but how's that tie in?
Well, yeah, you know, a lot of schools are getting back to sports. But still as a whole, I think it's one of those, aspirational, goals that we have. To get fully back to after the pandemic. So remember that the Titans is a great representation of sports and sitting in the stadium, everyone together on a Friday night.
Okay. And then Booksmart. I mean, this one's obvious with schools, but explain why Booksmart fits the theme.
Well, yes. And Booksmart, we're going for the angle of house parties, which we know everyone loves and misses. And so, this coming of age film really helps, hit home the house party, goal that we all hope to get back to.
And is there also a tie-in, not only house parties, but is there a tie-in, you know, to how there's been virtual learning and classrooms trying to reopen and stuff, you know, getting back in the hallways?
Yeah, I would say back to school is certainly in that mix as well. School we know is a lot different still. So it certainly can represent that too.
Awesome. And then finally, Bridesmaids, you alluded to it last time, but let's finish it out. Weddings.
Right. Well, I think one of the main events that has changed, especially in my life, has been weddings. And so, you know, everyone misses going to friends' weddings. And so this is one of those that we definitely hope to get back to and was really inspired by, you know, getting back to weddings.
Awesome. Thanks for running through those again. That will help with my two different versions of my radio pieces. Before we run, what other particulars do we need to know? You know, how much does it cost to get in, and do you need to register in advance, or can you just show up?
We are asking tickets to be bought, you know, completely online, but tickets will be sold until the movie starts. So you know, people can grab tickets, up until 8 p.m. when the movies show. We keep having to move the movie time back due to the sunsets, but 8 p.m. is the time that every movie will begin. And again, all funds will be donated to local charities. Tickets are $20 per car. So, you know, pack your family or your close COVID pod friends into your car and you know, $20 is a steal. And then we're also teaming up with at least one local restaurant, the Salt Line, to offer attendees this more dinner and a movie at a discounted rate of 10% off for any of their packages to go, which is exciting this time around. And then we'll also feature pre-movie trivia with giveaways and swag at each movie from our sponsors. So very exciting.
Awesome. Well, everyone, again, it kicks off this Friday at 8 p.m. It's the Capitol Riverfront Spring Drive-In Movie Series. Thanks so much for joining us again to talk about it.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good one.